Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our final national training call of the year 2019. Today is December 30th. We want to thank all of you who have joined the call live. I know that we've got a lot of folks listening to this call on playback as well. We certainly want to welcome you. And thank you for joining us. Again, our final call of the year. We will continue on Monday morning with this business solutions support call starting next Monday, January 6th. And definitely looking forward to launching into 2020. I know many of you have been working on your goals and an action plan for 2020. If you didn't have a chance to catch the webinar that we did earlier this month, and we talked really extensively about developing an action plan and not just having goals that are, you know, just kind of arbitrarily set, but really having fixed goals that we're working toward, that we have a plan to accomplish, there's so much power in that. If you didn't have a chance to listen into that webinar, or if you just wanted to go through it again, then I would encourage you to do that. You can find that on the successteamworld.com site. Just log in under Associate Access, and you'll find that under the webinars section of that site. So we're very, very excited. We've got so much to cover today. We are so pleased to be joined this morning by Ms. Rebecca Baker, one of our top producers for 2019, one of our top executives. We cannot wait to hear her training. When she trains, she is consistently one of my favorite trainers that we have, and so I'm so excited to be able to hear from her. We've also got joining us from Boston, Massachusetts, Mr. Jim Tanner, a $200,000 ringer. We'll hear from him in just a moment. And we've got from Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Rich is also standing by, and we'll be excited to hear his thoughts as we close out the year. I just wanted to congratulate some of our top producers so far for the month of December. Now, these are not final numbers, obviously. We've still got 2 days left in this month. I know we'll have folks that are sending up business, but already, just the performance club points that some of these folks have, like Melanie Knapp out of Louisiana, over 4,000 performance club points. Mr. Chris Evans, over 2,000 performance club points. You only need 180 points to become performance club pro qualified. But these folks didn't stop there. They said, you know, we're going to keep on going. We feel like we can protect more families and help more people and by the way, earn more income for ourselves and our families. Dave Gilliam, just under 2,000 Performance Club points out of Wisconsin. Dave Perperno, over 1,500 points. Linda Pitt, over 1,500 points. Mike Scott out of Ohio, over 1,000 points. Scott Brooks, well over 1,000 points. I shorted Dave Perperno there. I apologize. Dave is well over 2,000 points total for the month of December. And then we've got a whole host of people that are coming in just under 1,000 points. And again, the month isn't even over. And so congratulations to all of you that have taken advantage of open enrollment season. You've enrolled groups. I know that a lot of those 1-1 groups have already processed. That's the numbers that we're seeing there. And some will continue to process. Again, I know we've got folks that are sending up business today and tomorrow, getting all that in for 2019. And what an exciting time it is. I love this time of year. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Week last week. It was a great time for us to be able to take a step back. I've been camping with my son over this past weekend and just skipped away this morning to be able to do this call, and then I've got a couple other corporate calls to be on. But just having the time of our lives, and what a blessing it is. And then on top of that, we'll be meeting many of you in Orlando, Florida, coming up this weekend for the winter getaway trip that Legal Shield has sponsored, an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World, and we're definitely looking forward to that as well. So again, folks, very exciting time. Let's take the call up to Boston, Massachusetts. Now we've got Mr. Jim Tanner, again, a $200,000 ringer, one of our top leaders and executives. And, Jim, we're always excited to hear from you. I'd love to hear any thoughts you have as we launch into 2020 and any thoughts you have for the team this morning.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Mr. Riches, and good morning to all of our success team. I'm excited to be here with you. You know, I think probably if there's anything I'm known for throughout the year, it's talking about how quickly the year goes by. And so you've heard me say that now for 12 months. Blink and you'll miss it. But I've been thinking a lot about not just the year, but because we're entering a new decade, thinking about the decade as well. And like I had trained on at our Cookeville Leadership Academy, the time goes by either way. You know, the last 10 years went by, and it was going to go by whether we set our intentions or not. So I'm so grateful that we have so many people focused on setting goals and intentions for the new year, for the first few days of the new year, for the first quarter, for the full year, and for the full decade. People are going to radically change everything about their business, and it's going to have a profound effect on their lives and their communities as they leverage this Legal Shield opportunity. And if you're looking for inspiration to go with all of that goal setting and thought provoking ideas, please go back and watch my wife. We'll give her a little shout out in her training from Cookeville, Tennessee, on the radically empowered entrepreneur, because I think that will give you a lot to think about and chew on. And it's a fairly quick training video. I think it's about 30 minutes long. You'll love that. I did want to mention, though, because we're coming into the new year, and when we come into the new year, we always have big plans for making things easier, simpler, and faster for all of our team members. And we have a new updated version of our warm market list in your Success Team World back office. I'm excited about this because I know, you know, early on, when I think about the impact of starting quickly in my business, of having early activity, which led to early success, which led to those first belief commission checks, all of that I can pin down to working off of my warm market list. And, you know, back then that was paper, and I would make this list, and I would leave it behind sometimes when I intended to take it with me places, or I would be looking for it when I wanted to add people to it. I love the technology we have now with our warm market list on the cloud, available to you on any device, wherever you are, from your Success Team World back office. And if you haven't checked out the updates, definitely do so after the call this morning. You're gonna see it's just an absolutely beautiful piece of technology with an online memory jogger to help you think about the people that would be great candidates for our service and perhaps even for our opportunity that are actually just, they're in the back of your brain. They just haven't been accessed yet. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun participating with the warm market list. And we want to make it interesting and celebrate the use of the new list. So Mr. Mark Riches has announced a drawing, and we're going to start this today, not January 1st. So starting today, we're going to have a drawing, and I'll talk more about this on Thursday evening. But we're going to have a drawing for, and all you have to do to be in the drawing is have at least 25 people in your warm market list. And you'll see when you go in to do this on the Success Team World website, we've got this really cool navigational bar that will show you your progress from 0 to 25. And, of course, 25 is just the minimum. There is no maximum. The more people in your warm market list, the more likely you are to have success protecting families and sharing the opportunity. So, again, that's going to start today, and that will be our January incentive. But we're going to start tracking it on December 30th. Get at least 25 people in your warm market list today and join our drawing. And we'll talk more about that on Thursday. As I'd mentioned previously, we did not have our Thursday evening call last week because of the Christmas season, but we do return this Thursday evening with a brand new time, which is 7 p.m. Central Time. Same phone number you're dialing in this morning. And for some of you that are brand new, we have a lot of brand new associates here listening in. Be wondering, what is the Thursday night call all about? Well, we're going to be talking about the opportunity that you have to share the Legal Shield business opportunity alongside the service. So what we train on and what we've trained on historically is how to build a professional team, a productive team, people that are going out into the marketplace and protecting individuals, business owners, the employees of those businesses, and, of course, the families of those employees. So imagine if you had a team of people across all of the United States and Canada, coast to coast, border to border, protecting families, helping people get this great service. And that was all part of your organization. That's exactly what we talk about on Thursday evenings, and we'd love to have you join us this Thursday, where you'll hear from Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum World Council member, the founder of the Success Team, and a gentleman that I've learned everything that I know about how to build a professional team. I've learned it from him, and he's going to be talking on our call this Thursday evening about goal setting. And we're also going to be talking about the launch of a new training program that's going to be coming up in the new year as well. I also want to remind everybody about our January book of the month. Just in case you want to get really proactive and get this book ordered today, we're going to be reading together in the month of January, How to Win Friends and Influence People. We're bringing back some of the classics that your leaders here in the Success Team have been talking about, perhaps some of the books that we love so much that we take for granted that maybe we have not been introducing or reintroducing into the lives of associates that have been joining us over the last year or so. So we're going to be reviewing some of the classics, some of the books that have really put us each individually on the path to where we are today and to where we are going tomorrow. And we're starting in January. We're starting the right way. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Get your copy of that book, Amazon or wherever you love to get your books. Mr. Riches, I want to step out of the way because I'm excited. I've got my notebook ready, and I want to hear from our guest trainer as well. So thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, and I'll see you in Orlando this weekend, sir.
Fantastic. Mr. Cantor, thank you very much for sharing, and I'm so excited for the future and where we're going. You know, as I introduced Ms. Rebecca Baker here, I was thinking about this past year. This year has been a big year for our team. It's been a year of change. We started out 2019 by marketing under the Harvard Risk Management brand. That was a brand that we had marketed under for years. It was a major decision to change that, to switch that up, and to begin marketing under the Legal Shield and ID Shield brands. And it was a decision that we felt very confident in. It was a decision that we felt very good about. We knew it would lead to a lot of long-term growth and prosperity, but it was not an easy thing. Change is never an easy thing, and I really commend all of our associates who bought into that and jumped on board. We are already seeing some massive dividends from that change, namely a streamlined and simplified recruiting and onboarding process. We're seeing much more collaboration with other top executives within Legal Shield that I think has really benefited us. I think about Chris Offenberg speaking on our call this past week, and folks like Brian and Abby Parker, who have conducted webinars for us, and other executives that we've heard from and top producers within Legal Shield. That cohesiveness, I think, has been a very, very positive thing. I know many of you have seen some very positive results with the name recognition and brand recognition that Legal Shield is starting to have in the market. And it's, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think that brand recognition will continue to grow as we move into 2020. But it's something that we definitely want to take advantage of. We're already seeing positive results from that. You're seeing that, I know, in your marketing efforts and your prospecting efforts. Certainly you're seeing that from a simplified approach to employee benefit marketing and group marketing, going out there and being a carrier rep. One thing that we have come to know is that many companies want to do business with a carrier rep direct, especially in that bread and butter that we have, which is companies under 200 employees. Many of those companies want to know that they're getting the best deal. And so we're seeing those positive results, and you're harnessing that, and you're really putting that forward. And I want to commend all of you for doing that. I think it's been a very, very positive change for us here in 2019, albeit, you know, change is never easy. And again, I mentioned that earlier. You know, I would, like many of you, sometimes pick up the phone and kind of revert back to old habits. And hey, this is Mike with with Legal Shield Business Solutions. You know, I'm sure many of us have had instances like that. But change can be a very positive thing when embraced appropriately. And I'm so proud of our organization for that kind of positive response to what, again, I think has already been a very positive thing, and I know will continue to be a very positive thing moving forward for our business and for our team and our organization. It's been a big year as far as the product and commissions go. We started out this year without an option to bring 1895 pricing into new groups. We changed that. We came together. We said, look, this is something that we want back. And the Legal Shield corporate staff listened to that and made that change. Not only that, but they left the option to offer a 2095 or a 2395 plan and increased commissions for those plans, which was pretty exciting. It's a year that we've seen a lot of improvement from the Legal Shield corporate office and a lot of collaboration, continued collaboration. It was just over a year ago that my brother, myself, Mark, and I, and a few others gathered in Ada, Oklahoma at the Legal Shield corporate office and spent a day with corporate executives going over things that we would like to see enhanced, changes that we would like to see made. Not only did some great change start in that room, but an overall philosophy of cohesively working together started in that room. And we've seen the formation of committees and field partnerships with corporate or field partners working with corporate partners. And it's just been a pretty incredible thing to be able to witness that. And I've had the chance to see some of that from the inside. And I'm telling you, we are in a better place today than I believe that we've ever been in the 47, almost 48-year history of this company. And again, much of that has happened here in 2019. So it's been a great production year. You know, we're closing December bigger than 2018 December closed, and that's exciting. I mean, I always like to see an increase in production. I still feel like we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. And I mean, it's fun to look at these production numbers, but I envision a day when we have hundreds of our team members, hundreds of our associates who are over 1,000 Performance Club points in a single month. And I just know that that's out there. I know that those kinds of opportunities exist. We hear great stories all the time of associates that follow up, and then all of a sudden hit a gold mine and in a group, and I know we've got a lot of exciting examples of that we have seen, but it's just the beginning. We've got so many more that we will continue to see. You know, you look at all the growth that we've had and all the success that we've been blessed to experience, and yet we're only at about 3-4% market saturation, which means we have over 95%. And I guess if you included anyone who's ever had a membership, maybe we're at 5% or maybe 6%, although I think that would be reaching a little bit too far. But we still have. I mean, if you just talk about people that have never had Legal Shield, we still have 94-95% of the market to go. That's why I say the future is as bright as ever, and we are positioned now to take advantage of that more than ever before. In addition, we're seeing improved training, improved webinars. We'll continue that into 2020 as well, and of course, we remain 100% committed. I like to say 1,000%, but we are fully committed to providing the kind of support for associates who are new and associates who have been around for a while to enable them to take their business to the next level. So I'm very grateful for where we are, and I could not think of a better individual to close out the year with training than Miss Rebecca Baker out of California. We are so grateful for her leadership and for her example. She is someone who has fully embraced our employee benefit marketing system. She's someone that does such a great job keeping the main thing the main thing. I remember Frank O'Coin talking about that years ago. To be successful, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. And Rebecca does a phenomenal job of doing that in her own personal business, and she is an extraordinary teacher of those kinds of phenomenal and foundational and fundamental philosophies to others as well. So with that, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us on the call here this morning. We're so excited to hear from you as you talk about five basics to group marketing, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's so wonderful to be on this call. It's a brand new week and a beautiful Monday morning, and I'm just so grateful for my Success Team family, and just want to share a couple of five basics of group marketing with you today. And I share this with you because it's something that I use every day in my business. It's not something that's a theory. It's not something that I think about or wish for, but it's practical things that I use every single day to build my business. And I feel so blessed to know you, Mike, and Mr. Markrich is so grateful for your dedication and your vision in leading us. And it is such a blessing to have the opportunity here with our Legal Shield business to serve thousands of Americans, right? Giving them access to the legal system and protecting them from identity theft. And on the side, which is probably the biggest plus, is we're able to make a living and a beautiful lifestyle for ourselves. So here we go. I'm just going to give you a quick little synopsis of my background. I grew up as a lifeguard. I was 16 years old, and my friends were, too few of them were getting certified. And I learned very quickly that as a lifeguard, you make, back in that day, it was about $5 more an hour. So I said, hey, sign me up. You know, let me do this this training and jump on the bandwagon and make a little more money. But not all my friends had the endurance to swim the 500 yards that I was able to swim. Only a few would give up their Easter break to take those classes and do the training and then work to learn all the life-saving skills that we had to know, and then be put through a battery of tests to prove that they could work as a team and use the backboard and use the sea collar and diligently focus and watch the water. I'll never forget one of the drills that we had. I had to jump in the water with goggles on, but that had tinfoil, so I was blinded. I had to save somebody in a blind state, and it happened to be my manager, and he was not a small guy. And I'll never forget, he grabbed onto me, he put me to the bottom of the pool, and I gave him a swift blow to the chest, knocked him off of me, and then turned around. He was docile. I got to save him. So it wasn't anything simple. It wasn't anything easy. But the few of us that could pass the courses and learn the skills and use those skills became lifeguards. And we trained together. So it's much like this business. We had mock-up accidents we'd respond to, and we kept our skill set honed on being extraordinary first responders. Every day we had drills. So it's something just to stay on top of. So that's just, I'm kind of relating it to a silly little career as a lifeguard. But this is a real career to build your a lifestyle for your family. And then I had a quick 18 months of insurance sales background at the age of 20. And that taught me to be professional, taught me how to dress and look professional and tell people, proclaim, you know, manifest myself, I'm a professional. And it also taught me how to give a powerful and emotional presentation, which is what we do here with the identity theft and legal benefits. It taught me to learn to use my voice effectively over the phone, how to smile and genuinely care about my clients, obviously connect not just with a handshake, but make an emotional connection with people. And I became at that point passionate about protecting families. Back then it was life insurance. It was, hey, you have a mortgage on your home now. What's going to happen if one of you were to pass away? How are we going to take care of your family? So very, very simple insurance benefits that we had to offer, but taught me these skills that I'm still using today in my business. So I share with you about group marketing because it's an excellent way to bring cash quickly. I do work with quite a few brokers. Over the years, I've met quite a few, and they don't want to deal with a lot of Legal Shield since they're doing medical and health benefits. And so they say, hey, Rebecca, come on into my group. So I'll give you some time, and you know, we'll split it. So that's a great way over time, and as you reach out to others, you're going to have opportunities to build their groups and their circle of influence. So keep that open. But here are the basic skill sets of group marketing. Number one is to know, use, and be passionate about your memberships. I'll never forget, there was a letter that I got from the IRS and scared me to death, sent it over to my attorneys along with my income taxes for that year. They told me that I owed $2,400. And 3 weeks later, I received a letter from the IRS letting me know that, hey, we made a mistake. You don't owe us money. We owe you $1,300. And so that story alone, I tell that over and over, that's made me tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, I felt like the wealthy. And that's what I tell them. Now you are like the wealthy. You have attorneys to protect you. And I always share, too, the identity theft alert that came when my son was 12. It just said, hey, your son's been hit by identity theft. And I called up and said, what in the world's going on? Somebody in Arizona had tried to use his Social Security number to get a job. Okay, and that was very scary to me, but the identity theft, the ID Shield professionals had already wrapped everything up, had cleaned it up, and had done the full restoration. And that was like 4 hours after I'd even found out that there was an issue there. So it's just a testimony to how incredibly well-serviced we are, and just how, what a great thing it is to have those professionals on our side to bring justice to us and also to protect our families. So number one is to know, use, and be passionate about your membership. Number two is listen to the trainings in the back office. Take notes, listen again, and keep taking notes and keep listening. You can download those for the many hours that you spend in the car as you drive to go see clients. We have a wealth of knowledge there. We've got Mike and Mark Riches, Adam Thompson's back there, Scott Brooks, Chris Evans, Renee McKnight, Melissa Wilde. There's so many others. And we get to hear from them like on a personal level. We listen to their language. I like to figure out the words that they emphasize and phrases that I can use to make my presentation unique. Obviously, I can't input every single great idea that they have into my presentation because there's just not enough time. But be sure to be wise, to listen to them, and input what you feel is going to make your presentation more powerful. These leaders are out there raking in the money, and they know exactly what we need to know. So I'm always looking for a new way to see my business or a way to simplify and bring more power into my presentation. It's constant, never-ending improvement, and it's an ongoing process. And when I say that I'm grateful for Mike and Mark Riches and consider the Success Team, World Agents, my family, this is why. Every speaker who's ever spoken on these calls has influenced me, and they continue to influence me as I drive and I put into practice what they teach. They're the trailblazers in this business, and they're helping me be more effective, a better servant, a better provider for my family, and best of all, again, protecting Americans from identity theft, and then also giving them access to attorneys. So first, I listen to trainings actively, and I take notes, and then I listen passively so that the thoughts and avenues of success are absorbed by my subconscious mind. I know that my presentation backwards and forwards, and I know it so well that as I present, I can just lean on my gut, kind of read the people and lean on my intuition to know which stories would be best to use and which ones to just omit and not even worry about for that presentation. I have to be a master of learning so that I can effectively teach. So that was number two, listen to the trainings in the back office. Number three is focus on personal development. You guys, you know this already, you're an influencer. We bring value to each decision maker that we meet with. We bring amazing benefits to each employee that we stand in front of to teach. And people need to relate to you. They either want to be like you or want to be like you before you can influence them and make an impact on them. So to be an influencer, you need to be someone that people are like or somebody that they relate to. In decision maker meetings. This means dressing sharp, of course, looking good, having a vocabulary that the decision maker relates to. But you've got to build that rapport. In person, there are quite a few ways to build rapport with your handshake, with your eye contact, mirroring your posture. If a decision maker is finishing my sentences for me, I know I've got to speed up my presentation. Or if I hear a or I never thought about that, I slow it down a little bit and just let them feel the impact of the value of what I'm bringing to the table. I lean heavily on personal development. My mom always said, if you're the smartest person in the room, change your room. So I bring Tony Robbins into my room, into my car. He's taught me how to be a more effective influencer. So does Stephen R. Covey, Darren Hardy, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, Napoleon Hill, Jeff Olson, so many others, just through YouTube. It's free, right? So tap into that. I have favorites that I consistently go back to, and when I go back, it's like I'm learning it all over again. I changed slightly, so the teachings of personal development take me to a whole new level, and I learn more effective ways of looking at life and rejection and my clients and success. This is how I master my attitude and master my mind. Again, I actively listen and take notes, and then as I drive, I just let their powerful personal development concepts really absorb into my mind. I can't tell you how many times I'll be thinking negatively and then instantly hear Tony Robbins say, hey, nothing has any meaning except for the meaning you give it. think about that. When someone says, no, take me off your list. It's human nature to feel frustrated, to feel mad, to feel let down, like it's a threat to your success. But it's really not. That's just the meaning that you're giving it. In reality, it was someone maybe in a grumpy mood. All I had to do was just begin dialing the next prospect to find my next client. And by the way, I don't take those no's as a permanent no. I'll make a little note on the list that they said don't contact. But then when I run into their name again, maybe a year or two down the road, I'm going through those leads again, those cold call leads. I'll call them up again because they're not going to remember the 10-second phone call that we had 2 years ago, right? So I call them back. And one time there was a note that said do not call. I called them back anyways. And I remember she said, you know what? My son was just hit by identity theft last week. When can we meet? Can you get here by lunchtime today? So I'm so glad that through personal development, I learned that that was not a true no. It was just a temporary thing. My mind was trying to tell me it was for forever, but it wasn't. So remember that in life, we put meanings to things, and don't ever make it more serious or more grave than it really is. Because that one single group who had told me do not contact over the last year or so, it's brought me in about $5,200. Okay, so always, 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 just keep going. Don't worry about the no's. And if Tony Robbins can teach me how to move on from rejection, you bet I'll keep tapping into his wealth of knowledge. So personal development is super powerful. That's number three, personal development. Number four is know your group presentation inside and out. It's easy to do. Just download it from the back office and listen to it day and night. And I would say the words that Mike Bridges said right along with him until I had the entire identity theft workshop memorized. I'd be working out and listening to it. And once I knew that I had it down, I set up speaking engagements just at local senior living homes to give a full 45-minute identity theft presentation with the slides, the full, all the information there. And I knew that I wasn't going to be making money. I just wanted to be comfortable on my feet and give them an education, give them the tips that they could use to prevent identity theft. And what ended up happening is at each senior living center, there were always, each one, maybe brought me three or four different memberships. But how beautiful it was to feel non-threatened, to hone my skills, and to get to know so much more than I would ever need and to know in enrollment, but have that as a backbone, have that as my foundation. So get to know your presentation, practice, go to senior living homes, then get into Rotary clubs, get into Lions clubs, get into SHRM clubs. You can always find places where people want to know about identity theft and its prevention. And then once I had that full identity theft workshop down, it was simple to transition into the simplified version and to explain identity theft and the features and benefits of the ID shield and the legal shield. And so, again, my group trainer's voice was programmed in my head, and I could give her presentation verbatim. And that's a great way to get to know the material, and then you can relax and let your own words flow in your own organic language there. So that's number four, know your group presentation inside and out. Number five, go on a treasure hunt every day, dial for dollars. This is a perpetual ongoing part of group marketing. Referrals are great. They can be very, very fruitful. Leads from speaking to professionals and Rotary clubs can be fruitful. But really the best way to get people protected quickly and consistently is through dialing for dollars and making those phone calls. I have thousands upon thousands of leads from Reference USA that I call on. I take notes and I engage 100% when I call. I carve out time each day to make phone calls. Even when I have enrollment and decision-maker meetings, even the days that I have long drives to and from appointments, I turn off my computer, I ignore any text notifications that come my way. I don't like to be distracted. I used to think that I could multitask. Science has proven that that's a fallacy. And in reality, our brain is just switching from one thing to another. And then I learned recently our IQ drops 7 points when we begin switching from one thing to another. So don't try to do two things at once. Shut everything down. Just focus on your calls. You don't want to hurt your business. You want to move forward. I give myself a silent 60 to 90 minutes at a time to focus on my treasure hunt, on dialing for dollars, and it works. Dialing for dollars is where it's at. And my script is really simple. I'll share it with you quickly here. I listen, number one. I know God gave me two ears and one mouth for a purpose, right? I need to listen twice as much as I speak. And remember that, you know, building rapport, it's only 7% that's audible over the phone. So I try to just be aware of what my decision, how my decision makers are speaking. If they're a quick talker, I might need to speak a little more quickly. If they're slow speakers, I might need to slow down. But I mirror their speed, I mirror their volume, I mirror their tone. Because what do all the slow talkers think about those of us who speak more quickly? Yeah, they're thinking, hey, that's a slick person right there. They're trying to pull something past me. And then how do all of us fast talkers think about the slow speakers? We're like, hurry up already, get to the point, you're wasting my time. Okay, so it takes energy, it takes keen listening skills and mirroring skills as well, just to get on the same point, on the same page as them. And then also when I begin to feel frustrated or feel stressed, I push through it. Don't give up and sit on the couch. You know, push through it. I'll take a drink of water. I'll stand and stretch to regroup. Might walk around the house. Might just do something for a minute or two to regroup. But usually in those last 10 or 12 calls is where I set my decision maker meeting. And I don't care how long you've been in the business or if you just started. It's a numbers game. Okay, I feel good when I hunker down and focus on dialing for dollars. And then rather than being a stress caller and, you know, making calls and hear a ton of no's and get frustrated and keep calling until you get a yes, I used to do that. By nature, we all do that. But success only comes after a ton of failure. So you know what a master does? A master knows that the no's will far outweigh the yeses. And that master expects all the no's and rolls with them. Okay, that's a master. Be a master of your business. Just be certain you're going to get, you know, maybe 100 no's before you get a yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a numbers game. And in following up from decision-maker meetings, I usually get a lot of, hey, can you call me back in 2 weeks? And then, oh, yeah, I spoke to my partner or our board with whom I had asked to meet with, right? And then they say, but we're just not interested. Okay, I've done all in my power to get it in front of them with their partner or get on the board and ask when we can revisit the topic. And it's natural to feel let down when they say that, okay? But the letdown is just part of the business. Payday comes in those yeses, and we can't see those or control those. We can't see them coming. We just have to work, and get through those no's. Just take massive action, getting massive no's sprinkled with yeses. Those are the successes. The yeses are the success that you need. And that's what all the top producers have here with our success team family. That's number five was dialing for dollars. So that's it. Just to put it in a nutshell, number one, know, use, and be passionate about your membership. Number two, listen to the trainings in the back office. Number three, work on personal development. Four, know your group presentation inside and out. Five, go on a treasure hunt. Dial for dollars every single day. So excited to be here with you and hope that you can take some of this, apply it to your business, and I know that all the best is up ahead. So have a wonderful week, and I will see you soon.
Wow. Rebecca Baker, thank you so much for sharing that. That was phenomenal training. And as you mentioned, that's one thing that I've always loved about hearing Rebecca train. It's not, you know, this is not theory. This is not, you know, pie in the sky stuff, what could work. These are real, actual tips that she is using to build her business every day. So thank you very much for your thoughts and for sharing that and just your leadership and your great example. As she was talking, I thought, you know, if we all could kind of follow her lead, follow her example, and do the things that she's putting into practice that she's talking about here, just sharing on this call, how much better off would each of our businesses be by putting in these simple practices? And so thank you very much, Rebecca, for sharing that. And again, for all of you, all you do to help lead our organization. Let's take our call now up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We've got standing by Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ring earner. Mark, I know I would love to hear your thoughts on what Rebecca shared. I know that you're probably sitting there like me thinking, man, she is so on point. I'd love to hear your thoughts there. And then any thoughts that you have to close out 2019 in a big way?
Absolutely. Good morning to everyone. Appreciate all of you plugging in on the call. Fantastic job, Rebecca. We are so proud of you, and thank you for taking time away from your business and your family and sharing with each of us to help us improve our businesses and help us have more success. And just appreciate so much all the great influence that we have through conference calls. And I think of people that are not plugged into these calls. I know I'm speaking to the choir, because if you're hearing me say this, you're plugged into the call, whether it's a playback or a live call. But, you know, let's really make an effort in the new year 2020 to reach out to everyone on our team and make sure they're plugged into this information, because, you know, a person missing one call or two calls, it's probably not going to make a big impact in their business. But if you imagine missing 52 of these calls a year, it's a huge difference in a person's business. And I just appreciate so much all those that not only listen but share on the call and provide the information for us to have. Well, I just want to take a quick minute, and Jim Tanner mentioned our book of the month for January, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It was definitely a book that has shaped my philosophies in both selling, going out and earning my first $1 million selling the plan as an employee benefit, but also in recruiting and building a sales team. And it is, you know, Dale Carnegie did a phenomenal job teaching us the principles of how we win friends and influence people. And I see people struggling in the B2B or business solutions market, and that's their problem. They're not very good at developing relationships with other people, and there's so much that you can learn. It's a book that you should not only read once, but reread. It's a $50 book in my home, so my kids that read it, I give them $50. I mean, it's a great book, and I just challenge you to read that and participate in the books of the month, because imagine that if you finish 2020 and you've read at least 12 books. I'm not saying that that's, you know, should be your goal, but at least, you know, a book a month will really help you develop into a totally different person, I think, at the end of the year. And I'm looking back at our last 12 months' books and the impact that they can have on a person's life. And again, missing one book might not have a huge impact, but missing 12 of them and then 12 again this year, it does have an amazing impact on how people think. So we're on the eve of New Year's Eve, and I just want to take a quick minute and, well, is that right? No, we're not. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve? No. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. The eve of New Year's Eve, let's talk about goal setting real quick. And I don't want to distract from anything Rebecca said, because that was phenomenal information. So I just want to add a few thoughts on setting goals, because I hope you're taking some time and setting some goals. How do you, and not just setting goals, but as Mike trains so well in his webinar, developing an action plan for success is such a critical part of that. But as far as goal setting, let me just summarize it all. One, in goal setting, just think of something you want and write it down. Let me give you a few quotes. Jim Rohn says, goal setting is powerful because it provides focus. It shapes our dreams. It gives us the ability to hone in on the exact actions we need to perform to achieve everything we desire in life. And I think one of the biggest mistakes people make when setting goals is they set their goals too small. I remember talking to a guy once, and he had been a Legal Shield associate for a year. I mean, he came up to me. I think I met him at a Super Saturday event somewhere. I was doing a training, and after he came up, and I think I had trained. I believe it was in Atlanta, and I had trained on earning a six-figure income. And I trained for 3 hours at a workshop, probably about 2.5 hours, on how to earn a six-figure income with Legal Shield. And this was after that training, where I laid out exactly what a person has to do to earn $100,000 or more a year. And this guy came up, and he looked sharp. He was well-spoken. He had a great personality. He was healthy. I mean, he had all the things that you need to be successful. And I'm talking big-time success in this business, where you can go out and, you know, earn a six-figure income if that's what you desire. And I asked him, I said, so tell me what your goals are. And I'll never forget his response to that. He said, well, my primary goal for the upcoming year, and this was in January, so that, you know, we were fresh into a new year, and he said, my main goal for this year is to Performance Club qualify every single month. And I just remember being taken back with that. Number one, I just trained on 2.5 hours on that should not necessarily be your goal. If you've got more potential than that, then achieve your full potential. And he, in his mind, still saw himself as a performance club qualifier. And I remember just being frustrated at that. I don't know really what I said, but in my mind I said, are you kidding me? Are you serious that that is what you're going to settle for? And it reminds me of this quote I like sharing at the end of most of my trainings: your success depends on what you settle for. Imagine, ladies, winning a 60-minute shopping spree at Neiman Marcus. So you can go in and you've got 60 minutes to get anything in the store that you want. Anything. You can get as much as you want, but you've only got 60 minutes. You got 1 hour, and you have to be out of the store in 1 hour, and they say go, and an hour later you walk out and you've got a pair of socks. And it's like, are you kidding? That's all you got is the socks? You could have got anything in the store. It's like, yeah, but I really needed a pair of socks. Or imagine going to a Lexus dealership, and you can pick anything you want in the showroom. I mean, it has got the best of the best cars sitting there, and you can pick anything you want in that entire showroom, and you walk out with a chamois cloth with the Lexus logo on it and say, man, I really like this chamois cloth. People do that every single day in their Legal Shield business. They settle for so little when they can have so much. Legal Shield's paying out $110 million. That's how much they paid out so far in 2019. They're going to pay out a lot more than that, I'm sure, in 2020. How much of that are you going to put in your account? How much of the bonuses and incentives that are at their all-time high in almost the 50 years Legal Shield's been in business, for sure the 25 years I've been around, more money being made available in the marketing plan and the in bonuses and incentives than ever before, how much of that are you going to claim? And you get to decide. And here's the cool thing. You can have anything you want. And you get to decide. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Great quote by Tony Robbins. And let me share one more. Zig Ziglar says, I don't care how much power, brilliance, or energy you have. If you don't harness it and focus it on a specific target and hold it there, you're never going to accomplish as much as your ability warrants. So goal setting is so important. I challenge you to go set your goals over the next few days. Take some time to do it. As I mentioned, I think on last week's call, sadly enough, many people spend more time planning a summer vacation than they do planning their life. And you've got to take some time, and you got a whole year ahead of you. We're turning the page on an entire new decade here, and what an exciting time. I've been looking forward to 2020 for a long time. It's going to be my biggest year in Legal Shield. And remember this, the biggest battle you'll ever fight is within your own brain, is winning in your own brain, thinking outside of where you've been. So often we set our goals for the future based on where we've been in the past. And really, when you understand that they don't connect, I mean, you can be a totally different person. You can live in a totally different house. You can drive a totally different car. Whatever your goals and dreams are, you can have a lot better relationships in 2020 than you've had in the past. You don't have to live in the past. You can move in the future and change your position in life. And I don't know of a better vehicle to help you become financially independent, truly financially independent, than our Legal Shield business opportunity. It is the best business model I've ever seen in my entire life. It gets better and better every time. I mean, all the time. I can promise this, the membership and the services that we offer today are better than they've ever been. And they continue to get better and better and better as the app improves and the law firms improve. I mean, everything gets better and better and better. The compensation plan, as I already mentioned, is better than it's ever been. More money available to go out and become financially independent with. The opportunity to get started and get trained and develop yourself in this business is better than ever before with fast start trainings and online trainings. I just think on our own back office, the training and information that a person has available to them is more than ever before in the history of our team, in the history of the company. So, again, throw away the excuses, develop some big goals, make them achievable, but make them a reality. And the second thing, and I don't want to spend a bunch of time here, but develop that detailed action plan for success. This is what really separates the goal setters from the goal getters. John Maxwell says, don't ever be impressed with goal setting. Be impressed with goal getting. Reaching new goals and moving to a higher level of performance always requires change. And change feels awkward, but take comfort in the knowledge that if a change doesn't feel uncomfortable, then it's probably not really a change. A good way to sum that up, that quote up, is success is earned in the fear zone, not the comfort zone. So as you go into a new year and into a new decade, stretch yourself. Think of things that you really want to achieve in life and set those goals. And then if you develop a good detailed action plan, I mean, this is a critical part of success because you don't have to wait till the end of a week or the end of a month or the end of the year to measure yourself and see if you're on track. I think people do that, make that fatal mistake, Mike. You know, they wait till the end of a month or the end of the year and say, oh, I missed that one. If you have a good detailed action plan, you'll know at the end of a day whether you're on track or not to accomplishing your goals, because you can put a plan of action together. For example, let me share kind of the wrong action plan. If my goal is to lose weight in 2020, which is one of my personal goals, okay. And so that would be a bad goal just to say lose weight, because you know you could lose a half a pound and you've accomplished and met that goal. So again, detail. Make sure they're detailed and specific and measurable. So maybe my goal is to lose 5 pounds a month or something like that. Okay, so I set the goal. Now I've got to develop the action plan. A poor action plan would be eat less food or exercise more. It's just not detailed enough. I mean, it sounds good. It's like, hey, those things would help, eat less and exercise more. I know those are the two problems, but they're not detailed enough. But if I said walk 2.5 miles every day, you know, over 5 days a week, and, you know, eat smaller portions and detail some of that, the more detailed your action plan, the more successful your plan's going to be at accomplishing the goals. So, again, very specific, detailed action plan. This is, of course, what Mike taught in that webinar. So if you haven't watched that webinar yet, be sure to go and watch that because he breaks this down in a lot greater detail. But you can measure it every day. And I put up on the website a sample. It's under the B2B docs. I put a sample action plan for group sales. And so you can get an example there of some goals related to business. I didn't put any personal stuff in there, but I put just some business goals. I will earn X amount of money in the next 12 months. I'll write at least X amount of personal Legal Shield memberships every month. I'll qualify for senior director by this date. I'll qualify for executive director by this date. And then I put in there below those goals, and again, those are just general goals. You can set your own goals and accomplish whatever you want, but then I put the action plan. And this is where the rubber meets the road. This is what separates the goal setters from the goal getters. The goal accomplishers is they have that plan of action. And the first one is I will make a minimum of X amount of calls every day, X amount of days a week to businesses to set up DM meetings. These are specific to business solutions if that's your focus. I will do at least X amount of DM meetings every week. So see, you can measure yourself at noon, am I halfway on my call goal? And you can measure yourself at the end of the day. Did I, you know, if it's 50 calls a day, like Scott Brooks teaches, the, you know, 100K game plan is 50 calls a day, and you're going to set up, you know, speak to 5 DM meetings and set up one. You know, at the end of the day, you can say, hey, did I do the 50 calls? Because if you did 25 calls, that's not 50, okay? And so, you know, and I think about that. Don't compromise. We compromise so easily. For example, if you, let's just use taxes. We're going to get into tax season here in a couple months. And if you're filing late every year and you're paying late filing fees, because you're filing your tax return in October, but you were supposed to file it in April, okay? If you say, well, I'm going to file it in July now, or, you know, in September, and then I'm not going to wait till October, you're kind of missing the whole point. I mean, it's okay. I mean, you didn't really accomplish anything. You're still paying late penalties because you're not filing it in April. So be tough on yourself. Don't be a wimpy boss. You're your own boss. Be a tough boss. You're the CEO of your own company. Step up and say, hey, if I set a goal to do this, I'm going to accomplish this. I'm going to do it. And making 50 calls a day, just so you know, takes about 2.5 hours. So, you know, you can't say at the end of the day, hey, that's all I accomplished. I made my 50 calls. Here's what you're saying. I worked 2.5 hours today. So, and if you only made 25 calls, you worked an hour. I mean, this is not hard. It's not a hard business. But it is hard to develop these disciplines that are required for success. Another one on the action plan is, and this is just a sample. You can develop your own, but it says, I will get in front of at least X amount of employees every month and write at least 50% of them a membership. I will add new businesses to my pipeline. And you just go through, and those are, that gives you a sample of the action plans, an action plan for group sales. Again, it's in the Docs on Demand in our Success Team back office under B2B Docs, and it's called Sample Action Plan Group Sales. So remember, you can measure that every time. One last thing I want to say. So set some goals. Make sure you spend some time and set and stretch and achieve all that you can. Number two, develop an action plan for success. Number three, this is the third thing, bounce your plan off someone that has been there and done that. Don't bounce it off someone that's never, you know, so if your goal is to become an executive director, you need to go find an executive director, not someone that wants to be an executive director, not someone that hit it one time a long time ago, but someone that's consistently an executive director every single month. And you take your plan to them, make sure it's detailed, and say, hey, here's my goal, and here's my plan of action. Is this plan of action going to help me hit the goal? And then a very important step, listen. This is where Rebecca spoke about the two ears and one mouth. Open those ears and listen to their advice, because many times I'll say, well, actually, some of these actions that you've got listed aren't going to hit this goal. Oh, no, they will. And I get almost a debate going. It's like, well, I know, because I've been an executive director for 25 years. I've never missed it in any single month. And so I know for sure how to be an executive director in this business and exactly what activity it will take to get there. So, again, listen to the person's advice. Use that mentorship and that coaching and say, hey, I'm open-minded. You might have to psych yourself up. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to take the advice, and I'm going to apply it. And they'll just want to help fine-tune your plan so that you're accomplishing those goals. We want you to win. I mean, we win when you win. And our only desire as your team leadership is to help you win big in 2020. I challenge you to set big goals, and develop a plan of action and bounce that plan off someone that's already been there and done that so they can assist you and work with you. And I'm available. I know Mike's available. We're here to help and support and help you in any way to accomplish your goals and your dreams. I appreciate each one of you as we close out 2019. I just want to say thank you to all that produced and all that recruited and all that worked hard in this year. 2020 is going to be a record-breaking year. We're rolling out amazing new tools, amazing new strategies that are going to help you build the biggest Legal Shield business ever. And I'm so excited to be a part of that and excited to be on the call today and hear the great information that Rebecca shared. And Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Wow. Mark, thank you very, very much. Let me, in closing, just add my best wishes to all of us to celebrate a safe and happy new year this week. Let's go out and implement and apply what we've heard here this morning from both Rebecca Baker and Mark Riches. We thank both of you for sharing some excellent thoughts, and also Jim Tanner as well for joining us on the call. Again, thank you to all of you. Thanks for joining us. God bless you, and we'll talk to you all very soon.